It is Seats to Success Day here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the newsroom, being joined now by Don Russell, who operates Dojo Holsteins, which is a dairy farm here in the Upper Ottawa Valley with his wife, Joanne. Don, obviously, it's a very busy time of the year, hence why you're speaking us through the phone instead of having time to come into the studio. But kind of walk us through the process of what it's like to be a dairy farmer.
Oh, it's great. we love it here. It's been fantastic. We've been here actually almost, I guess it's 25 years, and it's busy, and we always seem to have lots of things to do, which is something I like. It offers a lot of. Today I'm part electrician. This afternoon I'll be a mechanic, and then of course there's chores to milk the cows. I get feeling of being a dairy farmer. So it really does give us a lot of opportunity to do a lot of different jobs. It's just something that's what I love about being a dairy farmer.
Okay.
It gives you that opportunity to do lots of things. For specifically here in Rancho County, we moved up here because of land prices, and we have family nearby, so that's why we moved here. And it's been great. Our farm here has been great to us. Very productive land. And with climate change, I know a lot of people are saying it's bad, but it's been great here. Production is going up. Our crops have been really good. And so it's really nice being here in Rancho County.
Like every business owner in the area, there's always some sort of success story. And how does that actually work? And tell us a bit of a backstory about your Seeds to Success with you and your wife, Joanne.
Well, again, yeah, Joanne and I started, actually, we're one of the very rare farmers you'll find that we started with nothing, which means we're a first-generation dairy farm, and which is very challenging at the beginning. So we did have many different off-farm incomes just to keep us going at the beginning. For the first 7 years, it was really tough. But after that, things got a lot nicer and easier. We expanded, bought more land, bought more quota, which offers, sell more milk. And it's just over the years, it's just got more profitable. And again, with management and different types of, with the cows, nutrition-wise, I'm also a dairy nutritionist, so that helps. And just providing the cows with better forages and good nutrition. And it's got increased milk production per cow, which we end up getting more profits, and which makes everything a lot easier. So like, success comes with time. It's just like any other business. If you're starting a restaurant from nothing, it's going to be tough for the first few years. And as you get on it, it's a lot longer, and time heals all wounds, and economics too. obviously there's been some ups and downs over the years. Actually, hard times, but you need hard times to know what the good times are like. And we've really enjoyed learning every day, and increasing production, which over the years, and learning from different business leaders, and learning how to do things right, and all that, and being more profitable, and of course work. Yes, it is a 7-day-a-week job, so being that, you are working all the time. But again, if you love what you're doing, you don't call it work.
It's Seeds to Success Day here on MyFM. Our guest right now is Don Russell from Dojo Holsteins, a dairy farm here in Upper Ottawa Valley. We are speaking with Don, and Don, if you do happen to have any advice for any new farmers looking to get into the industry, maybe even not just dairy farm, but maybe starting out altogether as a first-generation farmer like yourself.
Sure, yeah. Best advice I could give to a young couple is know your cost production. Do your math, do at least a 3-year projections, look where you're making your money and where you're spending your money, and focus on the areas that are more productive. In the dairy industry, obviously it's milk, Milk for Cow is where you make your money. And so that's where you should be focusing on and not in, you know, buying new paint and new, as the old saying, buying new paint is buying equipment, you know, buying stuff that depreciates quickly. And I guess don't be afraid. So many people told us that we could never do what we've done. I went to the six lending institutions at the beginning. They all told me no, there's no way he could do it. And it took me years to finally get somebody to lend me the money. And so, you know, be persistent. Just like any other business, you really got to work hard, know where your costs are, know where your profits are, and you know, it, focus on your time and energy on where you are being profitable, and give yourself some time. It does take time to get through, and don't be afraid to take on another job just to make it go for the first little while, and look at the long picture. We love dairy farming because, again, we just thought of the aspect of working together. Joanne and I work great together, and we always thought it would be a great place to raise our children, and it is. It's a fantastic way of raising children, showing them a lot about life, and so you can look that forward to that aspect of it. Sure, when you're young and you're invincible and you have lots of energy, so that's the time to try and get into it. And as early as you can. And look at different venues. Look at different ways of getting into the business. And like renting a barn or sending them out there empty. Look at renting a barn first. And focus on the milk production. And just take your time. And yeah, again, focus on your cost of production and your return on investment.